sisters are, sharing secrets and dreams as sisters who are not competing to be queen. To honor Neva, I will not write of the dear things she confided to me. Just moments ago, I heard the sound of oars splashing in the water, so we looked towards shore. Through the gray morning light, I saw a small boat being rowed this way, a lantern in its bow. Now it is pulled alongside, and two guards are lifting my father, the king, up to the deck. His hair and robe are wet, as if someone poured an amphora over his head. I cannot make myself rush to his side. He will not recognize me or respond as a father should, and he stinks. The guards are looking at me with questions. Oh, curses!
In this section, we see Cleopatra's desire to have a sister who she can share secrets and dreams with, and who won't compete with her for power, let alone try to kill her. That's especially understandable when we remember that Cleopatra's still a girl of 12. We can also see here, as we've seen earlier in the diary, Cleopatra's mixed feelings about her father. She loves him, but she's frustrated and hurt by his drinking. It makes him unable to communicate with her or try to protect her. In fact, she has to try to comfort and protect him. For a girl of 12, Cleopatra shows incredible strength and compassion. Let's continue reading where we left off. We're about two-thirds of the way down page 71, where it says, "Later."
Later. Now that father is put to bed, I can continue. When the guards did not know what to do with him, I wanted to shrug or otherwise act like a girl of 12. Quickly I thought in my heart that if I am to be queen, I must begin to act like one. How would Nefertiti respond? Thus I hurried below to straighten father's cushions.
Neva returned with a pitcher of warm water taken off